我们一同间的祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你手中的工作不因着环境所显明的阻挡而停止。
Because the work of thy hand is not hindered, even though there is visible hindrance.
你是用着你的信实来领着我们一步一步的往前行。
You use your faithfulness to uphold us step by step forward.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把我们带回从前你所做过的工的时候，我们就看见你手中奇妙的作为。
You bring us back to the work that you have done in the past, and we can see the wonders of your work.
人可以改变，但是你不改变。
Though man may change, there is no changing with thee.
你在以色列身上就是如此的显明你的作为。
That is how you have manifested your works amongst the Israelites.
你在我们这些跟随你的人的身上，你也是同样的显明你那没有改变的原则。
Upon us who follow you, you also manifest that principle that you do not change.
我们感谢。
We thank thee.
晚上我们再次聚在一起来读你自己的话。
This evening as we're gathered together to read thy word.
主啊，求你把当日你向耶利米说话的时候的那一种感觉，也在今天晚上赏赐给我们。
Lord, we do ask thee that you would give us the same feeling as you spoke to Jeremiah in those days to us tonight.
主，不叫我们只有一些道理。
Lord, let us not only have some doctrine.
我们确实是有那个属灵的感觉，是连上你自己的心意。
But indeed, we will have that spiritual feeling to be connected to your heart.
所以特别需要主借着赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们里面做工。
So Lord, we do need for you to work in our hearts through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们仰望你。
We look to thee.
纪念我们这一段的时间。
Remember our time tonight.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主，在耶利米书上面叫我们看见神的信实。是没有任何的事物可以改变的。
We thank the Lord that in the book of Jeremiah we can see nothing can change the faithfulness of God.
在人的眼中看来，犹大好像走到尽头了。
In man's sight, it seemingly looks at Judah is at the end.
但是神就在犹大好像走到尽头的时候。就说出非常明确的话。
Even at this time, when seemingly Judah has come to an end, God speaks very clear words.
我们提过，在忘了我们所看过的那几章，神就是围绕着这个点来向他的百姓说话。
We have mentioned that throughout the past few chapters, God speaks to his people surrounding this very point.
虽然他们被掳的事实不会改变。
Even though the fact that they will be in captivity will not change.
但是神在他们中间所应许的也不会改变。
Yet what God has promised to them will not change.
不仅是在他们在被掳之地要给带回来。
Not only will they return from the land of captivity.
并且他们的失败和软弱不影响神的永远的旨意的成就。
Even their failure and their weakness would not influence, affect the accomplishment of God's eternal will.
所以我们看到耶利米书借30, 31, 32, 33这几章的时候，我们看到神非常确定的那些话语。
Therefore, we're able to see the very sure words of God throughout chapters 30, 31, 32, and 33. In chapter 34,
耶利米书的信息就转了一个方向。
The message in the book of Jeremiah takes a turn.
就回到他们被掳以前的那一段的事情上面去。
It returns back to the events before their captivity.
34章一开始，弟兄姊妹就看到耶路撒冷是在给围攻的那一个情形。
At the beginning of chapter 34, brothers and sisters, you're able to see that Jerusalem was surrounded.
那在这一个给围攻的情形的底下
，In this situation when they're besieged,
神就差遣耶利米去对犹大王西底家说了一些话。
God sent Jeremiah to speak with the king of Judah, Zedekiah.
那些话都是犹大人所不高兴听的。
These are the very words that the people of Judah would not want to hear.
但是事情就一定要发生的。
Yet this will surely take place.
那神在那个时候对 西底家说什么话呢?
Now, at that time, what did God speak to Zedekiah?
他对西底家说, 你一定给抓的。
He said that you will be in captivity.
巴比伦王一定抓到你的。
The king of Babylon will capture you.
他也要把你带到巴比伦去的。
He will kick you captive into the land of Babylon.
不过有一件事情神让他知道。
But there's one thing God told him.
你不会给他们用刀杀死。
You will not die by the sword.
你会平平安安的在巴比伦病死。
That you will die in peace.
并且当你死掉了以后。
And after you die,
犹大的百姓还会对你有一点尊敬。
The people of Judah will still somewhat respect you.
神是这样说了。
That's what God spoke.
那当然,
of course,
西底家听起来就是非常不顺耳。
When Zedekiah heard these words, he would not like it.
但是又不敢不听。
Yet, he dare not reject it.
那这是围城开始了以后所发生的事。
This is the event that took place after the city was surrounded.
因为从第六节了, 你就看到一件事。
Because from verse 6, you can see one thing.
整个的犹大只有耶路撒冷和两个小城还没有落到巴比伦人的手里。
In the entire land of Judah, only Jerusalem and two smaller cities were not in the hands of the Babylonians.
从情势上面来看，已经是非常的危急了。
When we look at the circumstances, it was indeed a crisis.
我们晓得当时事情发生到了这样的一个地步。
Of course, we realize when the situation was at this point.
那么耶利米就在这个时候向西底家王说刚才那一段话。
That Jeremiah spoke the previous words we just mentioned to Zedekiah.
我们读下去的时候，我们就发觉一件事情。
As we read on, we discover one thing.
西底家王也包括在里头。
King Zedekiah is included.
犹大当时的首领们也包括在里头。
All the leaders of Judah are included.
整个犹大的上层的那些人物全都包括在里头。
All the upper echelon of the people of Judah are included.
他们不愿意听见神这样说话。
They were not willing to hear God speak in this way.
但是他们没有办法让神不这样向他们说话。
Yet, they had no other way except for God to speak this way to them.
那这当神说了这些话。
Now, after God spoke these words,
他们也听得非常的不顺耳。
It was not very pleasing to their ears.
因为听起来的时候，
because when they heard it,
他们没有路走了。
There's no way for them to go.
他们看不到前途了。
They did not see a future.
他们已经看见被掳的事情就要发生在眼前了。
They saw that captivity was imminent.
在这样的一个时候，
at this moment,
他们做了一件事。
They did one thing.
这一件事情，
this thing,
如果不是后来发生一些变化，
if it was not changed later on,
我们还不知道犹大的百姓连同王室在内那一个时候在神面前是如何的野神的怒气。
We would not have realized the people of Judah, including the royal family, how much wrath they incited God with.
因为你从外面去看的时候，
because when we look at it from externally,
你觉得他们现在悔改了。
We feel now they have repented.
现在他们回转了。
Now they have returned.
他们现在尊重神的话了。
Now they respect the word of God.
他们敬畏神了。
Now they become to fear God.
如果光是看外面他们所做的，
if we look at externally what they did,
你会得着这样的一个结论。
That's the conclusion we will have.
如果他们真的是这样，
if truly that was the case,
感谢神。
Thank God.
神定规会给他们看见路了。
God surely will show them a way out.
但是非常可惜，
unfortunately,
他们所做的这一些都不是从心里要做的。
All that they did was not from their heart.
而是在一个好像在那里安排一个骗局。
But is there that they were arranging some kind of scheme?
那我们看到这样的一个事情的时候，
when we see this matter,
我们怎么 体会他们当时的光景呢？
How do we come to understand their situation at that time?
那当他们听见神说话说的那么严肃的时候，
Now when they hear the solemn words of God,
他们不敢不敬畏神。
They dare not to honor God.
因为在眼前的环境已经不允许他们不再以神的话为虚空了。
Because the visible circumstances would not allow them to mistreat the word of God anymore.
弟兄姊妹，记得还前不太久的时候。
Brothers and sisters, remember not too long ago.
耶利米说，巴比伦的军队一定来。
Jeremiah had proclaimed that the army of Babylon will surely come.
当时一批的假先知在那里说，没事情，我们都平安的，不会发生什么事情的。
There was a group of false prophets who complained, "We will be at peace. There will be peace. Nothing will happen to us."
但是现在的实际的情形是怎样呢？
Yet now, what is the actual situation?
整个的犹大除了耶路撒冷跟两个城，全都落在巴比伦人的手里。
The entire land of Judah, except Jerusalem and two smaller cities, were in the hands of the Babylonians.
以前说巴比伦人不会来的那些先知都不晓得跑到哪里去了。
Before, the group of prophets who proclaimed that the Babylonians will not come, we don't know where those prophets are now.
所有看得见的事情都显明耶利米所传递出来神所说的话是准确的。
All the visible matters confirm the messages delivered by Jeremiah that it was accurate.
所以在这种情形的里头，
Under this situation,
他们不敢不敬畏神。
They dare not but to honor God.
但是他们心里面的光景实在不甘心顺服神。
Yet in their heart, their situation was not willing to submit to God.
那是很复杂的。
Now that is a great conflict.
那个心思非常的复杂。
That the heart situation is very contradiction.
就是很矛盾的。
It is very conflicting.
要敬畏神。
They want to fear God.
但是又不甘心敬畏神。
Yet they're also not willing to.
不甘心敬畏神。
When they're not willing to.
又不敢不敬畏神。
Yet they dare not but to.
为什么你晓得这种心思是非常非常的混乱。
Now, brothers and sisters, realize in this situation, the heart is very confused.
那当时他们就在这种心情的底下做了一件事。
At that time, under that situation, they did one thing.
做了什么事呢？
What did they do?
底下就说了。
It says,
他们看见情势很危急了。
They saw the crisis before them.
也许他们发觉。
Maybe they discovered.
我们真的是没有好好的遵行神的话。
Indeed, we have not followed well the word of God.
所以我们落到今天这样的光景。
Therefore, we're in this situation today.
我们盼望现在我们来遵行神的话。
We hope to follow the word of God now.
让神回心转意，不叫我们遇到过重的难处。
For God to change his mind so it would not be overbearing for us.
那他们这个心思应该说是好的。
Their intent, we can say, is good.
但是没有抓到重点。
Yet they did not grab onto the focal point.
只是抓到一些零零碎碎的事情。
They only held on to the bits and pieces.
因此你注意到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, take note of one thing.
在犹大那一个时候。
At that time for Judah.
他们在神面前最惹动神怒气的是什么呢？
What was it that provoked God to anger the most?
是用外邦的偶像来代替神在他们中间的地位。
It was the fact that they have used the Gentile gods to take the place of God in their midst.
这个是那个最主要的点。
That is the major point.
那现在他们在那种情形的里面，他们说，哎呀，我们要悔改了。
Now under that situation, they're saying we need to repent.
但是却不是在顾及眼上的那个点上去悔改。
Yet they were not repenting on the very focus on the major issue.
却是在零零碎碎的其他的事情上有一点表现。
But on the fragments, little bits and pieces, they have some manifestation.
他们做了一件什么事情呢？
Now what did they do?
他们就发觉。
They discovered.
律法上不允许我们把弟兄当作奴隶。
Under the law, we cannot treat our brethren as slaves.
但是他们当中就有很多很多人。
Yet in their midst, there are many, many.
从王室贵族以至有权势的人。
From the royal family to the nobles to those in power.
他们都辖制了大批的弟兄 和是姊妹。
They had control over brothers and sisters.
来做他们的奴婢。
To be their mate, their servants.
那他们觉得，哎呀，我们错了。
They discover we are wrong.
哎呀，我们悔改吧。
Let us repent.
我们照着神的话来说。
Let us follow the word of God.
我们让这些弟兄姐妹都自由地回家去。
Let our brethren go home freely.
那当然，他们会想到这一点，也不能说他是没有动脑筋。
Of course, for them to consider this point is something that they have thought about.
但是你不能不说他们这个脑筋动得不在点上。
But we must acknowledge that this was not on the point.
这个，并且后来事情发有点新的情况出现的时候，
even later when other situations developed,
他们就把那些释放自由回家的那些弟兄姐妹又重新把他们召回来，说，哎，不行不行，你们还是要回来在我们家里头做奴婢。
They gather once again those very brethren which they have set freely to go home to come back to be their slaves.
弟兄姊妹们，这一下就把神的怒气也得更明确了。
Brothers and sisters, by doing that, they have provoked God to anger even more clearly.
我们先要问，
We must first ask,
为什么他们肯释放奴婢？
Why would they be willing to set the slaves free?
那问题那个答案是很简单。
The answer is very simple.
因为情势很危急了。
Because there is a crisis.
如果他们不释放，
If they did not set them free,
巴比伦人把城攻破的时候，那些奴婢还是一样要释放。
After the Babylonians subdued the cities, the slaves would eventually go free as well.
那所以他们说，倒不如现在乐得做一个顺水人情嘛。
So their thought was maybe we can do them a kind favor now by setting them free.
反正都要释放他们了。
Since they become free anyway.
你不释放也不行了。
There's no choice.
那就好了，你们都回家去吧。
Now okay, it's fine, you all can go home.
我们过去对你们不起了。
We are sorry that we wronged you before.
但是后来为什么又反悔呢？
But then why did they change their mind?
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这就要从历史上面去看了。
We have to see that from history.
38, 39章。
If you look at chapter 39.
39章。
Chapter 39.
那39章呢，那里就提到一件事情。
In chapter 39, it mentions this event.
提到件什么事情呢？
What did it say?
提到对不起，应该是从37, 38, 39章这一连串下来的，我们还是从37那里来先看看。
Actually, it starts with chapters 37 through 39. We'll just begin with chapter 37.
你先看37章11节。
If we first look at chapter 37, verse 11.
加勒德的军队因怕法老的军队拔营离开耶路撒冷的时候。
And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans were broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army.
那这里就给我们提供了一个事实。
Now this has given us a fact here.
当巴比伦的军队围困耶路撒冷久攻不下的时候，
When the army of the Babylonians surrounded Jerusalem and could not subdue it quickly,
埃及法老就带领一些军队来要跟巴比伦人打仗。
The Pharaoh of Egypt brought his army to fight against the Babylonians.
因为埃及也曾经和以色列结过和犹大结过盟。
Because once Egypt was in a covenant with Judah.
但是这个盟并不是犹大人甘心的。
But this was not a covenant which the people of Judah were willing to get into.
我们开始读耶利米书的时候就提过那个时候的情形。
Even when we started the book of Jeremiah, we mentioned the situation.
约西亚王死了以后。
After King Josiah died.
他的大儿子就起来做王。
His older son His oldest son became king.
结果呢，法老就出兵来把犹大打下来。
As a result, the Pharaoh, with his army defeated Judah.
就把那个王都掳去了，另外立了那个约雅敬来做王。
Took away the king, captivity and anointed Jehoiachin as king.
那所以你可以说，那个时候的犹大是成了埃及的附庸国。
Therefore, you can say that the, Judah has become a puppet nation for Egypt.
说得好听就是结了盟。
To put it nicely, they have into a covenant, a pact.
但事实上他埃及就成了宗主国。犹大就成了给保护的国。
In fact, Egypt has become like a mother country, and Judah has become like a colony.
那从关系上面来看是这样。
When we look at the relationship, this seems like it is.
从形式上面来看呢？
From administration.
那如果耶路撒冷给攻下来，
If Jerusalem fell,
整个犹大都落在巴比伦人的手里了。
The entire land of Judah will be in the hands of the Babylonians.
这样的情势是直接威胁到埃及的。
Under that situation, it will be a threat to Egypt.
所以在形势上面来说，
Therefore, in the surrounding situation,
埃及那边也出兵过来，好像要拯救一下犹大。
It seems like Egypt would lend its army to somewhat save and deliver Judah.
这就是这里所说的那个情形。
That is the situation here in 37.
那当时埃及的军兵过来了。
Now at that time, the army of Egypt came.
那用军事上的术语来说，那巴比伦的军队就彻底是受了威胁了。
When we use the strategic terms, then the army of the Babylonians were threatened.
那所以那个时候，巴比伦的军队就暂时撤退，没有再攻打耶路撒冷。
Therefore, at that time, the army of the Babylonians temporarily retreated and did not attack Jerusalem.
那就在这个时候，
at that time,
犹大人他们的想法就改变了。
The people of Judah, Jerusalem, they changed their mind.
埃及人来帮助我们。
Now the Egyptians came to help us.
巴比伦人撤退了。
Now the Babylonians left.
也许我们以后也就平安了。
Maybe we'll have peace now.
巴比伦人不可能再来骚扰我们。
The Babylonians won't come and bother us anymore.
在这样的情形的底下。
So under that situation.
他们就觉得。
They felt.
我们把那些奴婢是放出去是何等愚昧的事呢。
Now how foolish of us to let our slaves go.
把他们都叫回来。
No, let us call them back.
让他们继续在我们家里做奴仆。
Let them continue to be our slaves in our home.
他们就是做了这样的一件事。
And that's what they did.
好了。
Now.
那当他们这样做了以后。
When they did this.
神就让耶利米向他们宣告一个非常非常严厉的事情。
God used Jeremiah to proclaim something very solemn to them.
他宣告什么呢？
What did he proclaim?
我们留意十六节，三十四章的十六节。
If we look at chapter 34, verse 16.
你们却又反悔，亵渎我的名。
But ye turned and polluted my name.
有弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你说放他们回家，现在又把他们叫回来，怎么会成了亵渎神的名呢？
You might question them, brothers and sisters, the fact that they let them go and now call them back, how did that pollute the name of God or blasphemy against the name of God?
注意到亵渎神的名，这是十条诫命里头的第二条，很严肃的，都要给石头打死。
Brothers and sisters, remember that blasphemy on the name of God is the second commandment. It is very strict. You will be stoned to death.
那神在这里指出这样的一个事实。
Now God has pointed out such a fact.
你们简直是在这里亵渎我的名。
You have plainly polluted my name.
究竟为什么神会说的那么严重的话出来？
Why is it that God will proclaim such solemn words?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意上文。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the text.
他们要去释放奴仆的时候。
When they set the slaves free.
你晓得刚才我不是特别提到吗？
Did I not specifically mention?
他们是在一种心不甘情不愿的底下来做一个好像敬畏神的事。
It was under a very unwilling situation where they did something that was seemingly to follow the word of God.
他们盼望就用着这样的一个动作来和神办一个交易。
They were hoping to use such an action to barter with God.
好像说神啊，你看我们现在都要听你的话了。
It seems like they're exchanging with God. God, look what we're doing. We're obeying your word.
你愿帮助我们，释放我们，不叫我们落在巴比伦人的手里吗？
Now help us, come deliver us so that we would not fall into the hands of the Babylonians.
就是他们的心里边的那种光景。
That is the situation in their hearts.
但是要做这个事情呢？
Yeah, to do this.
他们又要做的好像很有光彩。
They must do it so that there's a lot of fanfare.
你留意他们怎么去把那些做奴婢的弟兄姐犹大的弟兄姐妹们释放回家，
Take note
宣告自由。
How they arrange for the fact for them to send their brethren home to go home freely.
弟兄姐妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
十五节。
Verse 15.
如今你们回转，行我眼中看为正的事。隔人上邻舍宣告自由，并且在亲为我名下的殿中在我面前立约。
And ye now have turned and have done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor, and ye have made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name.
原来他们在宣告自由的时候，不是只是在那里宣告。
When they proclaimed the liberty, it was not merely just announcing it there.
哦，他们都集中到神的殿那里去。
They all gather at the house of God.
在那里用立约的那个方式来宣告自由。
There, in the form of a covenant, they proclaimed the liberty.
他们这样做。
When they did this.
从外面来看，他们说很严肃的，我们是在神面前做这个事情。
Externally, they're saying we are solemnly doing this in the sight of God.
但事实上是不是这样？
Yet, is that the fact?
我们刚才一再提到，他们里面的光景和这个外面的动作完全不相符的。
We have mentioned repeatedly their external action is not in harmony with their internal situation.
那我们又要回到律法上的话来看。
Now we have to go back to the words of the law.
律法上就说，你们起过誓就不能反悔。
The law says that you cannot break your covenant, what you have sworn.
你向人起誓都不能反悔。
You cannot break what you have sworn.
现在向神起誓。
Now you have sworn to God.
还能反悔吗？
Can you repent from this?
他们就反悔了。
This is what they did, they broke it.Brothers and sisters, realize,
按照律法上面来看,
according to the law,
如果他们许了愿, 或者说起了誓,
if they have sworn or made a vow,
而不按照那个愿来去还,
yet if they did not fulfill their vow,
那这样的人又要从民中剪除的,
that person must be cut off from the people.
由这里看到他们在这里所做的外面做的里面的所想的全都在神的面前不住的在那里扎针神的怒气。
Brothers and sisters, you can see what they did outwardly and what their situation was inwardly continue to increase and add to provoking God to anger.
所以十六节就说你们却又反悔这就亵渎了我的名。
Therefore in verse 16 it says, But ye turned and polluted my name.
弟兄姊妹你注意这件事。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
如果我们用我们很平淡的话来说
If we
很平常的话来说
very common, very plain words to say this.
他们这不是跟神开玩笑吗？
Are they joking with God?
他们用神的律法来跟神开玩笑。
Are they using the law of God to joke around with God?
这个事情的确是太大了。
Indeed, this is a major thing.
难怪神在那里说的那么的严肃说，亵渎我的名。
That is why God solemnly proclaimed that they have blasphemed against his name.
并且你留意到这样的事情不是在个别人身上
You can take note, this was not happening with just individuals.
是 从整个的犹大上至君王，下至那些社会上面有地位的人。
It was from a group, all the people of Judah, from the king to those who were in power.
你留意十八十九节。
You can take note of verses 18 and 19.
犹大的首领，耶路撒冷的首领，太监、祭司和国中的众民。
The prince of Judah and the prince of Jerusalem, the eunuchs and the priests and all the people of the land.
这就是所有拥有奴婢的那些人家全都包括在里头。
Now, this is the group of people, all the households who had owned slaves. They were all included.
那这个事情反映出一个什么事情呢？
Now, what does this reflect for us?
反映出他们根本就没有把神放在眼中。
It reflects for us the fact that they did not keep God in their mind and heart.
他们以为神是可以开玩笑的。
They thought they can do anything they want with God.
他们以为可以神是很好打发的。
They thought that they can take advantage of God.
我喜欢吗？我就把你叫来。
If I like, I can have you come.
我不乐意了，你就走吧。
If I don't like it, you can go.
这就是他们当时在神面前的心思。
And that is their hearts, situation before God.
但是他们在做这件事情的时候，
But when they did this,
他们是做得非常好，很严肃。
They did it in a very solemn manner.
你看地点在殿里头。
The location, it was in the temple.
在神的面前。
It was in the presence of God.
动作呢？
What was their action?
动作是用一个立约的动作来去表达这个事。
The action they took was in the form of a covenant.
那个立约的动作是怎么样？
What is that action of a covenant?
弟兄姊妹记得读创世纪的时候，我们读到亚伯拉罕跟神立约的时候的那个动作，我们如果不知道他们的习惯的话，我们就不大了解。
Brothers and sisters, remember the action that Abraham took when he made a covenant with God in Genesis. We are not familiar with their custom, we would not understand.
现在在这里你就看到。
Now you can see.
他们怎么立约呢？
How did they make the covenant?
他们就把一条牛来。
They brought a cow.
把它杀了。
They slain the cow.
然后劈开分成两半。
And they cut the cow in two.
然后他们立约的人就从当中经过。
And those who made the covenant would pass through in between the two pieces.
这个立约的那一个国，那个事实就这样的完成了。
That is how the covenant is sealed.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意到，
You can take note.
当时犹大人他们外面好像很严肃。
At that time, the people of Judah seems to be very solemn outwardly.
但是所有的严肃都是坐在外面。
Yet, all the solemn matters were done outwardly.
虽然那个时候还没有新约里面的外面做的不是，里面做的才是的这样的一个启示。
Even though there was no such revelation as in the New Testament, what is done outwardly is not what is inwardly.
但是神在旧约的里边和他们中间所发生的一切事情都已经表达了这样的一个属灵的原则在那。
Yet, even in God's dealing with them throughout the Old Testament, that spiritual principle has already been manifested.
像以赛亚先知在那里说，你们两手先学，你就去献祭，这个祭神能悦纳吗？
Just as the prophet Isaiah proclaimed that your hands are full of blood, how can you sacrifice to God? Will he accept it?
又是以赛亚先知所指出来的，你们用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，这个算是敬畏神吗？
Just as Isaiah the prophet proclaimed that you praise me with thy lips, yet in your heart you depart from me, is that pleasing to God?
那从旧约一直到新约，
From the Old Testament to the New Testament,
我们都非常明显的看得见。
We can clearly see.
神所重视的是重视人里面用什么心思来向着他。
What God focuses on is what's the heart and attitude that man has toward him.
你外面也许做的并不够，
Externally, maybe you have not done
enough. 但是你里头上神有一个绝对的拣选。
Yet within, you have an absolute choosing of him.
神所重视是重视这一个。
And that is what God looks upon.
神不重视我们人外面做了什么。
He does not look upon what we have done outwardly.
人常常有这个想法。
Man oftentimes think in this way.
我只要在外面做的对就行了。
As long as everything is right that I'm doing externally, that's fine.
但是那个对只是在人眼中的以为对。
But that right that they're doing is only in man's sight.
但是不是真的对呢？
Is that truly right?
他自己知道,
only that person would know.
神当然知道,
of course, God would know.
别人可能不知道,
others may not know.
但是时间也能把人所不知道的显露出来,
but time will expose what man cannot realize.
所以我们看到神在这里头那么严肃地来指着犹大人说的话。
So we can see how solemnly God speaks to the people of Judah here.
你们在外头, 都做得非常的十足,
externally, you have done everything to the utmost.
但事实上你们违背我的约,
yet in fact, you have broken my covenant.
不遵行我的话,
you did not obey my word.
所以在这个时候, 神就做了最严肃和最后的警告的声明了。
Therefore, God proclaimed his very last warning and most solemn warning.
神说,
God said,
21节,
verse 21,
并且我必将犹大王西西家和他的首领交在他们仇敌和寻索其命的人与那暂离你们而去的巴比伦王军队的手中。耶和华说，我必吩咐他们回到这城攻打这城，将城攻取，用火焚烧，我也要使犹大的城邑
And Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his prince will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, said the Lord, and cause them to return to the city. They shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without an inhabitant.
所以到了这一个时候,
so at this time,
犹大 已经到了尽头了。
Judah has come to an end.
他们再没有多少时间了。
They do not have much time left.
那城耶路撒冷就给攻破了。 The
city of Jerusalem would fall.
西底家也给带走了。
Zedekiah will be in exile.
好。
Now,
如果我们看西底家的那种光景,
if we look at the condition of Zedekiah,
他没有发生这个事情以前,
before this happened,
神对耶利米说, 你必不至给刀剑所杀。
God said to Jeremiah, you would not be killed, you would not die by the sword.
你一定平平安安而死。
You will die in peace.
但是我们看历史,
yet when we see the history,
我们就留意到一件事,
we can take note of one thing.
西底家果然没有给刀剑杀死。
Zedekiah did not die by the sword.
但是西底家却接受了一个这样的事实, 是神在这里透过耶利米对他说的话里边所没有说出来的。
But what befell Zedekiah was in the proclamation of God here, which he did not speak to him through Jeremiah.
神告诉他说, 你必平平安安而死。
God told him he will die in peace.
他果然是平平安安而死。
Yes, he died in peace.
但是有一件事情,
but there's one thing.
原来他真的是可以完全平平安安的。
He can die in peace, complete peace.
但是因着这一件事情,
but because of this,
结果他被掳到巴比伦去的时候,
when he was in captivity in Babylon,
你留意到他的双眼就给巴比伦王挖掉了。
You can take note that the king of Babylon took out his two eyes.
他一直到死都活在黑暗里。
Even until death, he lived in darkness.
那这是后话, 我们不说了。
Those are the words, latter words, we won't get into it.
那么当神宣告了这些事情以后,
now, after God proclaimed these matters,
那么犹大的结局已经确定了。
The result of Judah has been confirmed.
那然后我们从35章又来看,
now we'll continue on with chapter 35.
35章开始,
at the beginning of chapter 35,
不是接上34章,
it does not follow chapter 34,
但是确实与34章的事情有关联,
yet it is connected with chapter 34,
因为神在34、35、36、37, 38-39.
Because in these chapters 34-39,
就说到从约雅敬做王的时候开始，一直到西底家王被掳这一段时间里头，神怎么给犹大一再的提醒，一再的警告。
It speaks of the warnings and the reminders that repeatedly gave to the people of Judah from Jehoiakim to the time of King Zedekiah when he was in captivity.
但是神这样把他们挽回，给他们机会。
Yet God has have them return in this way for them to have so many opportunities.
神在他们中间所得着的就是一个继续的悖逆。
All that God gained continually in their midst was continual rejection and rebellion.
那现在从35章我们就看到这个情形。
Now we can see that situation in chapter 35.
那弟兄姊妹要记得历史上的那个情形，那个背景。
Now brothers and sisters, again, bear in mind the background history.
约西亚王一直是敬畏神的王。
King Josiah was a king that always feared and honored God.
那他死了以后，
after he died,
他的大儿子做了三个月王，就给巴比伦王掳去了。
His eldest son reigned for 3 months and were in captivity to Egypt.
所以对那个影响不挺大。
The influence was not great at all.
但是等到约雅敬接上来做王的时候，
now after Jehoiakim became king,
那个影响就开始一直越来越扩大，越来越扩大了。
The influence continued to expand greater and greater.
那所以从三十五章我们了解。
Now, brothers and sisters, so from chapter 35, we take note.
那是约西亚王死了以后几个月所发生的事情。
These are the events that took place only after a few months of King Josiah's death.
因为约雅敬接上去做王是在约西亚王死了以后三个月的事。
Because the reign of Jehoiakim started about 3 months after the death of King Josiah.
那35章里面只是记载一个记载一件事。
Now in chapter 35, it records one event.
那个时候神的话还是非常的柔和的。
At that time, the word of God was still very gentle.
你看见神只是指出他们的缺失过失来。
You can see God only points out their shortcoming.
神没有宣告任何的咒诅。
God did not proclaim any curse.
神的话说得非常的柔和。
The word of God is very gentle.
他就叫耶利米去邀请利甲族的人来喝酒。
He had Jeremiah invite the house of the Rehabites to come to drink wine.
但是利甲族的那个子孙们呢，他们都不喝。
Yet, the descendants of the Rehabites would not drink of the wine.
那为什么他们不喝呢？
Now, why would they not drink of the wine?
这又翻回历代志列王记上头的一段的历史。
For that history, we have to go back to Chronicles and Kings.
我们留意利甲族乃是一个人叫做约拿达的子孙。
Now we have to take note that the Rechabites were from a son of Idaliah.
那这个约拿达是谁呢？
Now who is this person?
这个约拿达原来是亚哈王手下的一个将军。
This person was a commander, a general under King Ahab.
当神要对付亚哈家的时候，
When God wanted to deal with the family, the house of Ahab,
神拣选了耶户。
God chose Jehu.
那么当耶户去收拾亚哈家的时候，
Now when Jehu went to put an end to the family of Ahab,
他就碰到约拿达这一个军长。
He encountered then this general, this commander, Joab.
他就跟约拿达说，你 要不要跟从我？
He asked if you would follow me.
如果你要跟从我，你就上来我的战车。
If you would follow me, come onto my chariot.
那所以约拿达就说，我当然跟从你。
Of course, he said, I will follow you.
那所以他就带着约拿达到了那个撒玛利亚城。
So he brought him with him to the city of Samaria.
就除灭了亚哈家。
And put an end, destroy the house of Ahab.
那这个拿达就是约拿达就是这么一个人。
That's who the father of the Rehabites are.
那么约拿达他在生的时候。
Now when he was still alive.
他就对他的子孙们训诲。
He taught his sons.
他说你们在这一个地方。
When you're in this place.
你们记得。
Remember.
头一件事情不要喝酒。
The first thing is do not drink wine.
第二件事情
Secondly,
不要在这里买房子盖房屋买田地
Do not build houses here, buy houses or buy land.
你们子子孙我们的子子孙孙永远都要听从这个话
This is a command that our sons will always have to follow.
那所以后来他的后代有一族叫做利甲族就在耶路撒冷当时是在耶路撒冷
Later on, there wasa family from this his tribe that lived near Jerusalem.
他们为什么会在耶路撒冷呢?
Now why were they in Jerusalem?
那我们从上文里边可以看到。
Later on we discovered
这一批约拿达的子孙都遵从他们先祖的吩咐。
These Rehabites, they follow the commandment of their forefathers.
他们寄居在迦南地。
They only were sojourners in the land of Judah.
他们在迦南地没有自买产业，也不喝酒。
They did not buy land or houses in the land of Judah, nor did they drink wine.
但是因为巴比伦的军队围攻的缘故，他们就逃进耶路撒冷城来避难。
But because of the army of Babylon that attacked the city of Judah, they went inside the city to escape that.
那所以神就让耶利米，你需要请利甲族的那些人到圣殿里边来，来一同喝酒。
Now God had Jeremiah invite the family of the Rehabites to come and drink wine.
那结果呢
？As a result,
他们都不喝。
They did not drink the wine.
那为什么是在殿里呢
？Why was it in the temple?
因为殿里是很多人进进出出。
Because there are many people in the temple in and out.
他在那里排一个筵席，要请利甲族的人喝酒，那就许多人都看得见。
Because he set up the feast there to invite the Rehabites to drink wine there, many would see this.
神就是要让许多人看得见。
God wanted many people to see this.
看见什么呢
？To see what?
看见利甲族他们怎么活在祖宗的那个训诲的底下。
To show them how the Rehabites lived under the teaching of their fathers.
那弟兄姊妹，约拿达这一个人活着的时候，到现在耶利米邀请他的子孙来喝酒的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, from the point when their forefather lived to this point when they were invited to drink wine,
当中大概经过了快三百年。
There would be about 300 years in between this time.
那也就是说，在差不多三百年后，这一批子孙还是听从他们祖先所传下来的那个教导。
In other words, these children have obeyed the commandments of their forefathers for about 300 years.
那么所以神就指着这个利甲族的人来对犹大人说话了。
So God pointed to these Rehabites to speak to the people of Judah.
说什么话呢
?What did God say?
我想先把神说的话看过了以后我们再来看看神为什么欣赏这个利甲族的人，特别是点名约拿达的子孙。
I want to first read out, what God spoke to them, and why God admired them to point out, their descendants.
那我们留意，对不起，我常常是把人的那种关系啊说得不清不楚。
I'm sorry, many times I mix the relationships.
约拿达是利札族的祖先。
Jonadab is the forefather of the tribe, the family of the Rahabites.
他的后代也是叫做利札族。
Of course, his descendants are called the Rahabites.
就像耶利米跟他的堂兄弟买田地的那个时候，我又把他当作他的侄子，因为看到他的叔叔。
Just as I mixed up the relationship when Jeremiah bought the piece of land from his cousin because it was his uncle's son.
顺便在这里纠正一下。
And so I want to correct that here as well.
我们留意神当时怎么说呢？
Now let us take note, what did God say at that time?
十二节开始。
Verse 12.
我们先读这一段。
Let us first read this.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，你去对犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民说，耶和华说，你们不受教训，不听从我的话。利甲的儿子约拿达所吩咐他只是不可喝酒的话，他们已经遵守，直到今日也不喝酒，因为他们听从先祖的吩咐。我从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从我。
Verse 12 on, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord, the words of Jonadab, the son of Rahab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye not hearken unto me.
我从早起来差遣我的仆人众先知去说，你们当个人当回头离开恶道，改正行为，不随从侍奉别神，就必住在我所赐给你们和你们列祖的地上，只是你们没有听从我，也没有侧耳听。
I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising early and saying to them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell well in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me.
利甲的儿子约拿达的子孙能遵守先人所吩咐他们的命，这百姓却没有听从我，因此耶和华万军之神以色列的神如此说，我要使我所说的一切灾祸临到犹大人和耶路撒冷一切的居民，因为我对他们说话，他们没有听从我，呼唤他们，他们没有答应。
Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rahab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered.
弟兄姊妹，你看看，留意这一段话。
Brothers and sisters, take note, pay attention to this passage.
神反复地说了多少遍，你们没有听从我。
God repeatedly mentioned that they have not heard him, they have not hearkened unto him.
如果我们从十二节算起，
If we start from verse 12,
一、二、三、四、五，
We can count it five times.
五次神在那里说，你们没有听从我。
Five times God proclaimed there, You did not hearken unto me.
我从早起来就差遣我的仆人众先知去跟你们说话。
Rising early, sending my servants to you to speak to you.
你们没有听从。
You have not hearkened.
你看。
You can see.
利甲族的人，他们对他们祖先说的话，他们是这样的尊重。
You can see the Rahabites, how they honor the teaching of their father.
你们承认我是你们的神。
You acknowledge that I am your God.
但是你们却不听从我的话。
Yet you did not hearken unto my word.
我一再的提醒你们，你们还是不听从。
I continue to remind you, yet you would not hearken.
所以神就在这里说。
Therefore God said here,
神律法上所说的灾祸就要临到你们。
The evil that I've pronounced against you will come.
弟兄姊妹是不是很柔软?
Brothers and sisters, is that very gentle?
只是提一提律法你们知道的。
It was only mentioned, you know the law.
里面提到的什么什么事情你们都明白的。
All the matters that was mentioned there, you understand.
如果你们还不再听, 不再听从。
If you continue not to hearken,
那么这些事情就要临到你们了。
Then this will come upon you.
但是这一次神说得很柔和。
But at this time, God proclaimed it very gently.
只是借着利甲族的人对他们祖宗的那个存遗留下来的那个教训的遵守。来让以色列犹大人看到自己的愚昧。
It was for the people of Judah to see their own foolishness through the obedience of the Rehabites, how they obeyed their father's teaching.
然后神就透过耶利米向利甲族的人说了一些祝福的话。
Then God, through Jeremiah, proclaimed some words of blessing to the Rehabites.
我们在以后的历史没有看到有哪一件事情回应这一个。
We do not see any other passages that responded to this blessing here.
但是我们确实相信神的祝福，神这个应许是长久和约拿达的后代的身上显明。
But surely we believe that God's blessing and promise is manifested upon the descendants of Jonadab.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
约拿达是什么人?
Who is Jonadab?
利甲族是什么人?
Who are the Rehabites?
他们不是以色列人。
They are not the Israelites.
他们是什么人?
Who are they?
他们是摩西的内兄的后代。
They are the in-laws, the descendants of the in-laws of Moses.
就是当以色列人出埃及的时候
That was when the Israelites left Egypt.
摩西的岳父的全家不是来看望摩西吗?
Did not the father-in-law of Moses come to visit Moses?
当时摩西就邀请他们你跟我们一道去迦南吧。
At that time, Moses invited them to go into the land of Canaan with him.
因为你们在这个旷野很熟悉这里的地理环境，可以做我们的向导。
Because you are very familiar with the wilderness, you can become our guide.
你与我们一同到了神应许赐给我们的地。
You can come with us to the promised land which God has given to us.
我们也一定善待你和你的后代。
And we will treat you and your descendants well.
耶和华神怎么来恩待我们，我们也同样要恩待你们。
How the Lord God is gracious to us, likewise we will be gracious to you.
那这个利甲族就是这样进到迦南的。
That is how the tribe, the people of the Rehabites entered into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意了。
Now brothers and sisters, take note.
这个原来在迦南并不是承受应许的外族人。
These Gentiles who were not receivers of the promise in the land of Canaan.
因着他们在神面前活在一个顺服他们祖先的那个教导。
Yet, because they live under obedience to the teaching of their fathers.
而被神纪念。
Were remembered by God.
那现在这边的犹大呢?
Now, on the contrary, the people of Judah.
他们称为神的选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
他们经历了许许多多的那个恩待。
They have been experienced so much grace from God.
那结果是落在神的警告的底下。
Yet, they are living under the warning of God.
那神就把他们这两批人放在一起。
Now God places this group, two groups of people together.
如果犹大人心里面还是柔软一点的。
If the people of Judah and their hearts were somewhat tender.
他们一定能领会。
They will understand.
这些原来不蒙纪念的外族人如今在神面前接受神的纪念。
These foreigners that was not remembered by God previously now are remembered by God.
因为他们学了那个顺服的功课。
Because they learned that lesson of obedience.
那我们是称为神的选民。
Now we who are the chosen people of
God. 我们没有顺服神。
We did not obey God.
那结果我们就落在神的警告了底下。
Now we're living under the warning of God.
如果他们心里面还有一点的光。
If there is somewhat light in their heart.
立刻他们就知道他们该怎么?
Immediately they would know what they ought to do.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
那一个时候犹大人已经听不见神的话了。
At that time, the people of Judah would not hear, hearken unto the word of God.
听不进去。
It cannot enter in.
这是从约雅敬做王的开始 神已经向他们说话了。
This is when God already spoke to them when King Jehoiakim was reigning.
那现在我们碰到一个问题了。
Now we have this question then.
利扎族人
，for the Rahabites，
他们顺从祖宗的教导。
They obey the teaching of the fathers.
不错，在那个实质上面就是。顺服了。
Yes, on the nature itself, it is obedience.
但是他们顺服他们祖宗的话，跟顺服神的话，扯不上关系的。
Yet, you cannot connect the two matters of obeying the word of God and obeying the teaching of the
Father. 怎么可以拿他们的那一个来跟神的百姓来做比较呢？
How can you use that in comparison with the people of God?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们如果会发现这个问题
，if we discover this issue，
你就知道，如果神给我们看见那个问题的实际的时候
，you realize when God shows us the issue of the problem，
我们不能不说
，we cannot but say，
犹大人看见利扎族人这样顺从他们的祖宗，而他们不能顺服神，那实在是一个极大的羞辱。
When the people of Judah realize how the Rahabites obey the teaching of their father, yet they are the chosen people of God, did not obey God, what a shame it is for them.
所以我们不能不回过头来看。
Therefore, we must reflect.
为什么约拿达会给他的子孙后代立下了这样的一个吩咐？
Why is it Jonadab would have this commandment for his descendants?
圣经没有解说。
The scriptures did not say.
但是我们从历史的事实和一些属灵的原则上面，我们会找到有好几个可能的原因。
But from the spiritualrecordings and the spiritual principle, we can find a few possible reasons.
虽然我不能说这些原因是绝对是对。
Even though I cannot say these reasons are absolutely correct.
但是因为他这样做而蒙神纪念，那就值得我们做参考了。
But because what he did was remembered by God, it is worthy for us to use as a reference.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Now brothers and sisters,
约拿达他是以色列的一个军长。
Jonadab was a commander in the kingdom of Israel.
那所以他在以色列军事和政治上面的很多的事情他都是亲身经历在其中了。
So Jonadab had personal experience in the political and the experiences of in the army of Israel.
他领会到一件事。
He understood one thing.
因为他看到亚哈王是怎么的声势很高。
Because he saw the fame of King Ahab.
他也看见以色列是怎样的给兴起。
He also saw how Israel was risen.
后来又怎样的给神对付下去。
And he also saw how Israel was dealt with God.
他领会到一件事情。
He understood one thing.
不能以属地的事物来做人的满足。
You cannot have the matters of the earth be man's satisfaction.
因为你要以属地的事物来做满足的话。
For if you had the matters of this world to be your satisfaction,
早晚会发生难处。
Sooner or later, there would be a problem.
因为属地的满足，你永远追求不到结局的。
Because for the satisfaction of this world, never will come to an end.
属地的事物永远不能叫人得满足的。你永远觉得你得着了，还有在前面。
The matters of this world can never satisfy man. Whenever you think you have obtained it, there is still so much more to go.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
你说那这样跟喝不喝酒有什么有什么关联
？You might question, well, what does that have to do with drinking or not drinking wine？
这和在那里不自买土地房屋有什么关联
？What does that have to do with not buying houses or land？
有关联的。
It is connected。
我们先说不喝酒。
Let us first see not drinking the wine。
他也许他看多了。
Maybe he saw much.
上层的人都喝酒。
All the upper people, they drank wine.
并且以酒为世界上最美好的物件。
And wine was treated as the best the world had to offer.
所以雅各书上面也说到神我们的主对属他的人的那个爱情。
So also in the Song of Solomon, the Lord speaks of his love to his people.
他是用这样的一个话来说。
He uses these words to describe it.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is fairer than wine.
那也就说出了酒就是世上的美物的那一个代号了。
It really expressed to us then,The wine is the symbol of the fair things of this world.
但是神给人的那个爱情比世上最美的还要美。
Yet the love of God to the people is more fairer than the world.
这是从积极那一方面去看。
That is from a very active viewpoint.
如果从消极的那一方面看呢
Now from a passive viewpoint.
你留意到圣经从旧约到新约一贯的告诉人不要醉酒。
You can see throughout the scriptures from the Old Testament to the New Testament, do not be filled with wine, do not be drunk.
生命记里箴言书上面就说得更明确。
In Proverbs, it's very clear.
做王的人不要喝酒。
Those who are reigning, do not drink wine.
那么在以弗所书新约呢
?And in Ephesians,
那里就说得更具体。
It's very practical.
你不做君王也都不要喝醉酒。
Even if you're not in the power, do not be drunk, do not be filled with wine.
为什么呢
?Why?
他说得很清楚。
It's very clear.
不要醉酒。
Do not be drunk.
酒能使人放荡。
Now, because you will not be controlled.
你失去了约束。
You will have no self-control.
什么事情都做得出来。
And you can do anything if you're drunk.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神让当时约拿达从他的经历里面看准了一件事情。
God allowed for Jonadab in his experience to see one thing very accurately.
绝对不能用属地的美物作为我们人的满足。
You absolutely cannot have the good things, the fair things of this world to be our satisfaction.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
这一件事情很重要了。
This is very important.
为什么不买房子呢
?Why do you not buy a house?
为什么不买田地呢
?Why do you not buy land?
你如果是做大官你赚了钱你做买卖赚了钱买房子买田地有什么不对呢
?If you're a high official, you are a merchant, you have the money, why do you not buy the house or the land?
你说前不久我们读到耶利米不是上他的堂兄弟去买了田地吗
?Didn't we just read Jeremiah buying the piece of land from his cousin?
那怎么他叫他的子孙不要买房子呢
?Why is it that Jonadab commanded his sons not to buy houses or land.
要一生的年日就住在帐篷里就够呢。
That in all the days of their life, they will dwell in tents.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你不能忘记一件事。
You cannot forget one thing.
他说出这样的安排。
When he spoke of this arrangement,
他有看见。
He had vision.
他看见什么
?What did he see?
他的先祖是跟着摩西进来的。
His forefathers followed Moses in.
以后我们就一直住在这个地方。
We continue to dwell in this land.
但是这个地方是神给以色列人的。
Yet, this land is what God gave to the Israelites.
我们当年帮助过以色列人，神纪念我们，叫我们可以分享以色列人所蒙的祝福。
Because we have helped the Israelites, now God has allowed for us to share and enjoy the blessing of God to the Israelites.
但是这个地神却没有给我们。
Yet God did not give us this land.
我们不能在这里有任何的产业。
We cannot have any inheritance here.
因为神没有这样的安排。
That is not how God has arranged.
用这个看见是不简单的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a simple vision at all.
所以我们子子孙孙就在这里寄居就好。
Therefore, all our sons will be sojourners here.
我们不能越过神的那个界限。
We cannot surpass the boundary of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个是非常 不简单的事情。
This is truly not a simple matter.
他认定了神所做的。
He has acknowledged what God has done.
我不能越过神的界限。
I cannot surpass the boundary of God.
那这个是第二个问题。
That is the second issue.
那第三点我们要留意到的。
The third point is.
他说我们就寄居在帐篷里就好。
We'll be sojourners, we'll live in the tents.
虽然我们是寄居在帐篷里。
And those, we are living in tents.
但是这个搭帐篷之地却是神祝福之地。
Yet, this dwelling in tents is, we're living in the blessing land of God.
我们能留在神的祝福和神的纪念的范围里我们就很满足了。
As long as we're in the boundary, in the remembrance of God, we are satisfied.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我看这是约拿达当时所看见的。
I believe this are what Jonadab saw at that time.
虽然没有很明确的经文来印证。
Though there are not very evident scriptures to confirm.
但是我们从他教导的那个内容。
But from the content of his teaching.
如果他没有这样的看见他不可能有这样的教导。
If he did not have such vision, he would not teach in that way.
为什么？
Why?
因为那个时候他是有权柄的人。
Because he was one in authority at that time.
他是在当时的以色列国的里边他也是掌权者之一啊。
He was one in power in the kingdom of Israel at that time.
一个有权有势有财力的人。
One who had power, riches, and fame.
你叫他说我们不盖房子我们不买田地我们就是做一个寄居的人。
For you to ask him not to buy houses or land and will become living as sojourners.
这个是不可能的。
And that is impossible.
你想也不会想到有人会这样的。
That is unthinkable. Why would you imagine someone living in that way?
但是约拿达是这。
But that was how Jonadab was.
那为什么他会是这样？
Why is he that way?
他里头有看见。
Because within he had vision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在需要主给我们一个很大的怜悯。
Indeed, we need great mercy from the Lord.
让我们从当年在耶利米的日子蒙神纪念的利扎族的人的身上我们看到了我们跟随主的路。
From the recording in Jeremiah here, we're able to see the way which we follow the Lord from the recording of the Rehabites.
这个路不是在乎我们在外面做了什么。
This way is not depending on what we have done outwardly.
而非常非常的在乎我们里面有的是什么。
But it's very dependent on what we have within.
而你里面有的是什么是根据你在神面前看见了什么。
And what we have within really depends on what we have seen from God.
而这就是我们需要主格外怜悯我们。
And that is what we need extra grace and mercy from the Lord.
让我们都是一批在神的面光的底下有看见的。
So that we would be a group of people with vision before God.
这样我们在主的面前的路就走得正直。
Therefore then our way would be right and straight before God.
我们回到耶利米这里来的时候。
When we return to Jeremiah here.
我们就看到。
We can see.
神为着挽回他的百姓。
In order for God to revive his people, God said.
从早起来我就。劝告你们。
Rising early, I spoke to you.
一直劝告到西底家王的时候。
Until the days of Zedekiah.
但是犹大人没有回转。
Yet the people of Judah did not repent.
结果到末了的时候还跟神开玩笑。
Even at the end, they were joking with God.
所以他们被掳的结局没有办法逃脱。
There was no way for them to escape their result of captivity.
愿意主给我们。看到神在历史上留下来的给我们的信息。
May the Lord show us the message He has left for us.
让我们也知道如何准确的跟随主的。
So that we would know well how to follow the Lord.
我看我们今天晚上就停在这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.